fuck them all and their stupid asses.
That is right. That is correct.
We'll take as long as we need. As long as we need.
And if I feel like doing the show for 5 minutes, guess what? The show will be 5 minutes long.
Yep.
Because that's how we fucking roll here.
Maybe even 4 minutes.
Yeah. You never know.
Maybe I'll just play the intro and just cut it the fuck off midway.
Play the intro and just leave nothing but dead air for an hour.
And dick.
Send that shit in that way.
Here you go.
We're doing something experimental.
Here you go.
Don't you like
one,
it?
Two, one, two.
This is the super ugly show.
We get through by the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And expect nothing more.
True savages of the podcasting game.
Super ugly show, Tom.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. It's Tuesday.
Holy shit. Fucking Richie, super ugly show.
Yo. What'd you expect, motherfucker?
Me, Richie. Not you, asshole.
This is the super ugly show.
You're fucking damn right it is, Richie. You're an animal. You're an animal.
Rocky it is.
You're a fucking mental patient.
How much was that?
Fuck you guys. Super ugly show.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like Rocky. That's part of the show. It's part of my thing. Come on. No. No.
I'm here to piss off people.
How valuable is human life, really?
Yeah.
Fucking Rocky.
Yes! Just
saying this. I gave up on jerking off.
Yeah, can't
fuck. I am fuck. Just saying this.
Super ugly show.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. That's how you fucking start a show, my friend.
What's up, Rock?
Nothing.
How are you?
Good. isn't that great for a podcast? One word answers. Just the whole show.
Yeah.
Just keep rattling off questions. Just one word answers.
Doing fine. Yeah. What else?
I had a great fucking appearance on Big Josh's Facebook thing.
What happened with that? What happened?
With what?
I don't know. Goldie was supposed to go on talking about her maxi pads being socks, and she never showed up. And
no, something happened.
You filled her in or filled him in?
There was technical glitches of some sort, and
and what, you filled Josh in?
Yeah, yeah, I filled in for him. You know.
Well, so what did you guys talk about?
Ah, son of a bitch. A whole bunch of stuff. I mean, it was really like a lot of fun. You know, it's just fun getting to know Josh, and you know.
Yeah, what did you get to know that you didn't before?
Honestly, I can't remember a single second of it. I was playing my game during it, and I don't know what I was saying. To be honest, I remember I was pretty funny. I remember I was being amused. I was amusing myself by my actions on it. I was having a lot of fun.
Well, you know. Thank God I didn't catch it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it wasn't worth watching, I'll tell you that much.
Ugh.
It wasn't worth watching. Well, no, it was actually, because like I said, I was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So it's worth watching for that.
All right, what's your prediction for the Tyson?
We did this.
No, just saying, who do you think's gonna win?
Mike Tyson.
You think Mike's gonna win?
Yeah.
By what? Knockout?
Yes.
What round?
Second and third?
Third, second and third round, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you could knock him out. I don't know.
I hope fucking Roy Jones is just like Rocky in Part 3 with Club of Language, just hitting himself. He's like, come on, knock me out. Knock me out. Whole world's watching. And then he just gets knocked the fuck out.
I don't know, man. I don't think anything good is going to happen out of this.
No?
I think they're just going to pussyfoot around. You think you're going to see a knockout?
I think you're going to see Roy Jones get knocked out.
Really?
Yeah, Roy Jones is going in this knowing he's going to get knocked out.
You think Mike Tyson still has a punch like that?
Can knock somebody out? Yeah, of course he does.
Yeah, but you think he could land it on Roy Jones?
Yes. Roy Jones is 50 years old. He's slow as shit. That's all he had was his speed. He wasn't known for really anything else.
I know Tyson should destroy him, but if you like was to watch like Chuck Liddell fight Tito, you're just like, fuck, this is not a good idea. It's just not a good idea. They're too fucking old. They look slow. They are slow. You're gonna compare them to a fucking 25-year-old athlete and be like, yo, this is sad.
I think Mikey, he's going to be explosive. That's why I...
you're out of your mind.
No, I think he's going to be a little explosive for the first round.
For the first 30 seconds, maybe?
First round or two. I think we can get fucking 6 minutes out of Mike.
Ugh. Oh, man.
You know, I think we can get a solid 6 minutes, and I think that's what they're banking on, is that Tyson can get those 6 minutes and fucking go in there and do his thing.
I guess. So... I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
How's life treating you, Rich?
My life is fucking crazy.
Work good?
Work is in and out, man. Fucking the, first of all, we had like this tropical storm that was coming from Florida up here. There's fucking trees everywhere, all in the street. They're all fucking...
Yeah, my neighbor's got two fucking pieces of the same tree fucking crashed down.
Yeah, it's bad. Everywhere, there's fucking trees down everywhere right now. So, yeah, there's supposed to be some kind of fucking hurricane or some shit, but...
Was that it?
I think this is it, yeah.
That was it?
Yeah, it was just like a tropical storm.
It was like a windy day over here.
Yeah.
We had some trees fall, but I mean, I had nothing happen to my house or anything.
Luckily.
Yeah.
They went on the other people's property.
God, nothing happened.
Last time it was your house.
Well, yeah, I had a tree, but it literally touched nothing in the house. It just went the length of the backyard.
Yeah, but usually that shit fucks up the fences, you know, and at least you didn't fuck up your fence this time.
Yeah, no, everything on my end was good. Everything on my end was spectacular, Rich. Mm. You had a power outage, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to stop work early. So, yeah, at least my penis still works. No, it doesn't.
Not without pills.
Not without pills, it
not
don't.
Not without pills or something. They call him fucking...
Richie Limp Dick.
Limpy Richie.
Limp Dick Richie.
It's not a good time for my buddy over here. He's got a limp dick. His power's out.
Yeah, I'm all fucked up.
Got to leave work and shit. Fucking Lebanon had a huge explosion. Did you see this?
No, what happened?
Pull it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, pull it up for the people to see. Go to just go to Twitter and search Lebanon. This way we don't have to worry about fucking copyrights on anything, you know? But, yeah, don't do any of those people. Okay. Just like I said, put in Twitter. Or don't. Because this is all newscast. The explosion footage is literally 5 seconds.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, so if you just put in Twitter, it'll show someone's Twitter feed, and you can just see it that way.
Okay.
You know? And that'll be much easier. Because this way we won't have to get, you know, all the hoopla of... welcome back. You could still search. Go to search and just put in Lebanon explosion.
Is that it right here?
Yeah, they'll probably have the videos. Oh, yeah, boom, there it is. Watch this. Watch. Wait, pause it, because I want you to see it with the people. Yeah, so let's get it up. And then, because it's fucking massive, dude. It's a mushroom cloud and everything. It's pretty fucking intense. Last I read, 70 people were injured, killed, like 3,500 people injured.
Wow.
Dude, it blew like 10 kilometers out. Which is, I don't know, however many miles, I don't know the difference between that, but if someone wants to put that in the chat, feel free. Go nuts. They haven't said how. I heard a firework factory, but, I mean, this thing don't look like no fucking fireworks to me. Watch this shit. Boom! Look at it! Hopefully they show the other views. They probably will, because this video is long. There's a few different angles.
Holy shit.
Saw that, right, dude?
Yeah, wow.
Here, search, just put in Lebanon explosion in the search and you'll see other videos. Because there's one that's like right by it, dude. You see that shit?
You see it take the oxygen right out?
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit.
Look, put in the search Lebanon explosion.
All
right,
hold on.
But yeah, dude, it's fucking crazy. There it is, right there. You're going to get a bunch of different angles. Look, here's one from inside.
Oh.
Yeah, pull it up.
Wait, hold on. She got blown up inside.
She's just minding a business cleaning.
Oh,
that was the impact from the explosion.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Now, all right, scroll down. Or just go to videos, actually.
Okay.
See over there? And I bet you we'll get the best. So here's another angle. Look at that shit. Dude. And then look, he's far. And he fucking felt that shit.
Yeah.
Look how far away he is.
Holy shit. All right, so this is another one?
I love how he runs. Like, him running is going to be like, oh, I'm good.
Oh, what? Shit.
Pull out the fucking glass in the window in the car.
Holy shit.
Look, the mirror fucking fell.
Holy
Airbags came out.
Holy shit, dude. Get the
this
fuck
one's close.
Out of here.
Oh, this one's close.
Wow.
What?
Wow, that's crazy. And then they get hit, like, it's so crazy how, like, how long it takes to travel to it.
Look at it.
Oh, wow. That could fucking kill. Oh, my God. How many people did it kill?
So far, last I read, 70 were killed. 70 total so far.
Wow.
I haven't heard anything terroristic about this yet. Let's see this one. Oh, wow. Look at that. He felt it in his house, but.
Yeah. Wow, that's fucking nuts. That's just craziness. How come the camera, every time the people freaking shy away from the view with the camera?
Because they're worried about dying, Rich. You know? they're more concerned about dying than getting the good shot.
Wow.
Look how close that one was. Blew him back.
Holy shit.
Look at this. I wonder if this guy fucking lived. This might have been like alive or something, you know?
Wow.
That's fucking intense.
That view is
he's close. Oh, here's a nice view. See the little sparks at the bottom going off?
Yeah. What is that?
That I don't know, but then something combusts and it just fucking shockwave.
Yeah, that's fucked up. All right.
That's horrible, dude.
Yeah.
That's horrible shit.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what causes that. Like, you know, like some kind of massive explosion, right? Yeah. A fireworks factory, you would see the fireworks going off after the fact. Like, you would see shit going off. Yeah. It wouldn't just explode. You would see things, choo-choo-choo.
Yeah. That's not fireworks factory?
I read that earlier, but people were like, no, that seems stupid. But those little detonations, I don't know what those are. Because it looks like something's being detonated. And then there's the big explosion.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Lebanon's one of those countries where they're always getting bombed and all sorts of fucking crazy terrorist Middle Eastern shit.
The only thing I know about Lebanon is that's where Doc Brown got the
Lebanese
the shit from.
Yeah, and they're the ones who fucking tried to murk him.
Yeah, what was that stuff called again?
Right, it was the Lebanese that tried to kill him.
Yes, it was. What was that shit? Plutonium.
Plutonium.
Fucking plutonium, man.
Yeah, you can't get that shit in the Old West.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
you had to have been plutonium.
I don't know. What do you mean, had to have been? Fucking Richie Scientist over here. Had to have been plutonium. There's no other explanation.
It's Lebanon.
It's gotta be.
It has to be over a fucking time travel.
Look, it's always Fox over. Wrote plutonium, too.
Yeah, it's always over time travel. Everything.
One more thing in the list of fucked up shit in 2020. Yeah, 2020 is just like a fucking... It'll be remembered. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fucking remembered.
Yeah, this year is fucked up. This year is going to fucking...
We're not over. We're just hitting August.
I know.
Let's get it. Give me something good.
I've been getting good all the fucking year. Oh, my God. This fucking year is killing
me. Watch the fucking ocean just decides to swallow Long Island.
It's possible. Do you know if that fucking thing goes off, that volcano in whatever in the park?
Oh, in Yosemite? Yeah. Yeah.
There's also a chip that's going to fall on the fucking in the ocean. If it does, Long Island's fucked. Like, there's a million ways that we're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? There's supposed to be some tidal wave that hits us if this fucking thing
cracks
off.
I got homeowners insurance.
No, I'm saying we'll be dead. Like, like the fucking waves will be 70 feet over us. And we'll
you
be
think
looking
so?
At them like, oh, fuck. Oh, Rocka, we're going to die right now. I'll see you later.
This is death.
Yeah.
It's over.
Because it's not, if you think about it, it's not much.
What if I grab a surfboard and ride the wave like that guy? He did that big wave.
What are you talking about in fucking Point Break?
Point Break? No, he died.
Yeah.
No, the guy on the YouTube who rode the big fucking 100-something-foot wave.
Yeah, I don't know if you're that... I don't even
and
know if
you fucking Snake Plissken did it in fucking Escape from L.A.
Did he?
Hell yeah, he did.
In L.A., I'm trying to remember the L.A. one.
Not good.
It's not good.
Is it not good? Oh, it's so... It? Well, the first one's no fucking gem either, let's be honest.
The first one's ill.
No, people have a soft spot for that movie. It's kind it's kind of dog shit.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's kind of dog shit.
No, it's not. It's not,
not really good.
You don't like the basketball game either?
Nah, it's the whole thing. The only redeeming quality of that is Donald Pleasance, but he plays such a fucking worm in it that it's
yeah.
You know, you're fucking Dr. Loomis, and this is what you fucking... Yeah. This is what you're doing?
They want to see the hair. You really want to see the fucking hair?
That's kind of weird. Are they speaking of... Yes, we are, Dr. Earl. We're speaking of these. Do you see Richie's 1996 for Ralph Lauren polo hat?
Shit is dope.
Shit is fucking old school right there.
Shit is the dopest.
Fucking walked in. I thought I was looking at fucking, you know, the Crafty crew.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck was happening. But he's proud of it.
No, I like it.
Kind of like that dumb hair of his, so. Gorgeous. Don't fucking encourage him. It's not gorgeous. Everything about him that he does, it is stupid.
It's stupid. I'm one big stupid.
It's all stupid. Fucking the diabetes guy died.
Who?
Wilford Brimley? Is that his name?
From...
I got the diabetes. You know that guy with the mustache?
Yeah, he died?
Yeah. What else was he? He was in The Thing. Yeah. Right? And he was in that show. I remember it was like a drama show when I was a kid.
Drama show.
What the fuck was it? They had like a big family and shit.
He wasn't in Tremors, was he?
Not Eight Is Enough. Eight Is Enough was a comedy, wasn't it? Or was it Eight Is Enough?
I don't know.
Maybe it was Eight Is Enough. Because then the comedy show was just the 10 of us, right?
Yeah, but he's not funny.
Who? Wilford Brimley?
Yeah.
No, he's a harbinger of fucking doom.
Yeah, he's a harbinger of death.
Oh, he's talking about goddamn diabetes and shit. You know? Yeah. What a bummer that guy must be.
Yeah.
You know, you walk in, you're like, fuck, God, Wilford's here.
Yeah, the diabetes guy is.
No, he's going to be talking about diabetes.
Yeah, now he's going to check my fucking blood and fuck.
Every time I leave, I got a band-aid on my finger with this fucking guy. He's the worst. His fucking mustache smells like shit.
Wait, why would his mustache smell?
Because he doesn't look like he's a clean man. Our House, that was it. Our House. You don't remember that shitty
Cocoon.
Fucking show?
He was in Cocoon?
Cocoon.
He was in Cocoon.
Let's go through. He goes way back.
The Quaker Oats.
He was in True Grit. He was in an episode of Kung Fu, The Waltons. All right, he was 10 episodes of The Waltons. Let's see. Then let's find something we actually know. Let's wait until we hit something we know here.
Well, I like Cocoon.
The Thing, 1982. He didn't have his mustache in that.
Mm. Now, The Thing. The Thing was a good movie. Cocoon was a pile of shit.
Yeah,
what
terrible.
The fuck? Why was
isn't that? The old man from Batteries Not Included and the dumb old bat in that fucking movie also in that movie?
Steve Gutenberg?
No. You ever see Batteries Not Included? You're thinking Short Circuit.
Yes, okay.
The ones with the little flying robots and the black guy, he's doing the tile in the apartment building.
Yes.
And he boxes and he beats up the guy at the end.
Yeah.
He puts his glove on and everyone's like, oh shit, he put his gloves on.
Yeah.
Even though he was kind of like a moron.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Yeah, he was kind of fucking stunad too. But,
yeah,
Driving Miss Daisy lady, she's in Cocoon also, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, fuck that movie.
That movie sucks.
Fuck that movie.
I don't understand. There are a bunch of cocoons in the fucking pool, and I don't know. I that movie's stupid.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's stupid, and there's like some miracle that fucking, and I don't know. I fucking hate that dumb movie.
You ever hear of this movie, Tough Enough with Dennis Quaid? It's a boxing movie?
Let me see the fucking shit. Let me see No. That doesn't look good.
Wilford Brimley's in it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Probably sucks.
Yeah, he was in The Natural. People love that movie. Stupid Robert Redford baseball movie. I want nothing to do with it.
Dreams of Fields. Field of Dreams.
Jess, if you're listening, can you bring me down a tissue, please? I have the sniffles.
Jessica Lange.
A little sniffly.
Is good.
What else? Ewoks, Battle of Endor. He was in that.
Ew.
That classic. Let's see. Our House, like I said before. Cocoon, The Return. The first one was so good, they needed a sequel. He was in The Firm. Hard Target with Van Damme.
Nice.
He was in that. Do you know of Hard Target?
What the hell is your wife saying?
Oh, she's in the... Tell Anna to bring me one, please.
Oh. I'm like, why the hell is she telling us that she's naked?
She's in the shower. She was just getting out of the shower, probably.
Oh.
Probably drying herself off and whatnot. So, you know, there's that.
I went to go see, the fucking, my neighbor. The fucking, what's that dude's name? Why don't you be my neighbor?
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
I seen Mr. Rogers' movie last night.
The Tom Hanks one.
Yes, I seen it at the drive-in.
At the drive-in? You went to the drive-in for
that? Pop-up drive. Pop-up drive-in?
Whatever it is. You went to the drive-in to see that, huh?
I brought my kids to go see a movie at the...
And that's the movie you made them sit
through? That's the only movie that was playing.
Wow, that's a lot of tissues. I just needed one. That was the only movie. I would have fucking just said, forget it.
Nah, but I don't know. They wanted to do something.
What was that noise?
Yeah, I would have said, forget it. And just moved on.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I had to take him out, so it was what it was.
Yeah, that must have been terrible. Did they fall asleep?
Yeah, they did, actually.
Well, of course they did. They were bored to tears. You took them to a fucking serious, dramatic Mr. Rogers movie.
Stupid.
Yeah, why the fuck would a kid ever want to sit through that? What did they say when you were like, we're going to go see Won't You Be My Neighbor?
They were sleeping.
Before you even got there?
Oh, they had no idea. They were going to see a movie. They were happy.
We're getting Skype calls.
Yeah. All right.
All right. All right.
All right.
Okay. All right. Hopefully it's that guy, so he gets his one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping, fingers crossed, it's that guy.
Yeah, we don't want to forget about him this week. God forbid.
Scott, if you're watching, I didn't listen to your messages. I forgot to last week. Sorry, buddy. I'm going to check him out after the show, though.
Yeah, we'll get to him. Dorn, yeah. Scotty.
Yeah. Sorry, bud.
Be me.
How about thank you, Mr. Rocky? Take the extra tissues. Ta-ding-dong. Ta-ding-dong. What does that even mean? Ta-ding-dong. Ta-ding-dong. Is that ta-ta-ding-dong? Is that what it is? Am I supposed to take it like that?
Ooh.
Well? No? Fuck it, then. Just fuck it, Rich. Go ahead.
All right, so I got Shudder. You know what Shudder is?
Fuck yeah, I do. I love Shudder.
Right. So
I like to go to the Slasher channel and just see what's on. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry for cutting you off.
I paid for Shudder, but they're playing like Three from Hell. Like they're trying to get me to subscribe when I'm already subscribed to the thing. But yeah. I guess they're using like the Three from Hell trailer to get you to sign up to the network or whatever. But there's so much more on that service that I don't what is it like a $6 service?
Yeah, it's like $5.99 a month, $6.99 a month.
That I would suggest people to go and get something like that because unlike when you have like the stick or something like that and you're looking for shit, Shudder is good to browse on and they have good original content. Did you
they
check
got
out
a lot?
Yeah, did you check out also The Umbrella Academy, the new season on Netflix yet?
I did not. I never watched any second of that. It didn't appeal to me.
It's actually pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wanted to start watching Doom Patrol on HBO Max.
What is that?
It's some DC thing. DC Comics thing.
But as I was saying, Shudder is definitely worth the money. I would check it out if I was anybody into horror the way I am. They got new Creepshow on there and a lot of new original programs on there.
If you're listening or watching this, go watch Kingdom next week. We got Mac Brandt coming on.
I've been watching it fucking heavy too.
Yeah.
He's the one with all the drugs, right?
Yeah. He's Jay's best friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Best.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I was just watching him actually.
And he's in some intense scenes with Jay.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to ask him about. Like, how do you come in and out of that? Like, how does watching him, like, how does he come in and out of that? Because, like, he's in some really fucking intense scenes with him.
And he looks fucked up. Like, what the fuck is going on? I
want to
ask
him, what the secrets? Like, what's the secrets to the red eyes? Like, like
he looks wasted.
He looks like he's on a 24-hour coke binge.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, that's what he looks like.
He looks fucking wasted. I can't wait to talk to this dude. Like, that's fucking awesome. He's coming on next week, for real?
Yeah, he was going to come on this week, but something popped up. So
that's probably one of my favorite shows on Netflix, along with The Umbrella Academy.
Hume Cronin was the guy from Batteries Not Included in Cocoon. Hume Cronin. Look him up.
Okay.
Look him up and pop his picture up, Rich. H-U-M-E Cronin. Spelled with an I. But yeah, he was there he is. Oh no, it's Y. Okay. Oh, that's a young picture of him. Get an old one of him.
Hold on, let me see.
Oh, he was married to Jessica Tandy.
What?
That's right. They were married, and they were married forever. That's right. Look at him down there. That's them.
Hold on.
But he was like the guy in Batteries Not Included. He had the old apartment, and all the little robots went to his apartment, and Jessica Tandy was his crazy-ass fucking wife, and she fucking lost her mind and shit.
Oh wow, that's an old picture of him. Okay.
Yeah, they were married forever. That's right. I forgot about that. Kind of looks like Charlie Chaplin a little bit up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Huh.
A little bit.
All right.
Big ears.
Interesting.
Big ears on the gentleman.
Yeah. Well, when the older you get, if your fucking ears grow like crazy, they get really, really long and shit when you get older, and your lobes just fucking hang down to like your neck. It's pretty fucked up.
It is fucked up. People have gauges when they fucking get older. Their ears are gonna be like down to their titties and shit.
Gauges.
It's gonna be all weird looking.
I'm gonna put a gauge in my cock.
Just right through the middle of it.
You'd probably piss everywhere. It's unsanitary. Gross. You know?
I don't know.
You do that?
You ever watch Dave? The little dicky show? He's got the fucking hole in his dick. He's got to put his finger over it or his piss has two streams.
Oh, man. Did you watch the whole thing? Because I didn't.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I got to watch the rest
of it. I'm not even a fan of his music. I don't give a fuck about his music.
Yeah,
whatever.
No, it's
the
funny.
Show is fucking great.
Yeah,
the show
funny.
Is really good. It was a really good show. I watched two good movies in the past 2 days. Last night I watched The Dare. It's this movie about this fucking, this guy wakes up, his family, shit happens in his house. He gets knocked out, he wakes up, he's in this room, and in each corner of the room there's a person, and they're chained up. And in the one corner, the one person's got fucking flesh just carved out of him, his mouth sewn shut, and they gotta do shit, otherwise the people that captured him will hurt their family. And there's a cool twist at the end of it.
Mm.
But pretty cool. It's kind of like Saw meets Malevolence. Remember Malevolence? Where like a kid was raised by a serial killer?
Mm, yes.
You remember that?
Okay.
He wore like he kind of had a Jason 2 vibe to him, the killer. Bank robbers end up on the farmhouse. And, you know, it's a good movie. You've never seen Malevolence either. But it's like Saw meets Malevolence. And then today, you happen to watch it too. Vivarium, I believe it's called.
Vivarium.
With Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
Fucking weird movie.
Really fucking weird.
Yeah.
And they get like trapped in this
loop. Like a, not even a Groundhog Day, like a Truman Show that they can't find the exit to.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're almost in like a program or some shit.
Maybe not Truman Show because we don't see anyone watching them.
Yeah, it's like a program or some shit that they're trapped in.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's fucked up.
Yeah, and them trying to get out and them having to live there to them having to just be there and to the end.
The premise is they go looking for a house, and they go to the house, and the realtor just fucking takes off on them. And every house on the block looks exactly the same. The roads look the same. Everything looks the fucking same. And they can't get out of the neighborhood, and they keep winding up at house number 9. So finally, they're like, fuck it, we're getting out. And they stay there, and you know, they're like, what the fuck are we going to do? They're like, we can't get the fuck out of here.
And all of a sudden, they get dropped
a box of food first. Oh, the box of food and everything, and they're like, so, and then a baby, after they burn the house down, a baby fucking comes.
Yeah, which that grows at a crazy fast
like a dog.
Rate. Yeah.
It grows like a dog.
And the fucking kid is just a fucking dick.
Oh, he's the worst.
He's a fucking asshole.
He's the worst.
I would fucking kill him myself if I could.
Oh, he's the worst.
He's a dick.
He is. He's such a little piece of shit.
And, you ever see, don't you hate that? Like, even with
the Babadook.
Babadook.
That kid, I would have fucking threw him out of the fucking car.
You motherfucker. If you give me a Babadook kid, I will fucking kill you. I will fucking murder you. You fucking ever scream and shit like that? Nah, bro.
Yeah, that kid was the fucking worst. Fuck that kid. You ever see a movie called We Need to Talk About Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He was the worst, too. He was a full-grown kid taking shits and diapers still and smashing them on the table and shit.
Yeah, to the mom, right?
Yeah, oh, he was a little piece of shit to his mother. Loved his dad.
Yeah.
Loved his dad. But to his mother, he was such a piece of shit.
Yeah, I didn't think he was that bad, you know?
If you've never seen that movie, check it out and see why I'm laughing. Oh, that kid was not a nice kid.
If he was like that in my life, I wouldn't mind it too much. But, you know.
Treat your wife like that? That kid was a little piece of shit. Yeah,
that kid was fucked up.
He really was a little fucking creepy pale kid.
Oh, we need to talk about Kevin. Fuck Kevin. How about that?
John C. Reilly. Who was the mother?
Oh, yeah.
Tilda Swinton, right? Tilda Swinton? Swinton?
Yeah.
And the kid was the kid who's the Flash now.
I don't know. The kid's a dick.
He's the Flash in Justice League.
He's shitting his pants at like 10 years old and just being like, and just like watching her wipe his ass. And then like, he'll like wait till she's done and he'll like take another shit. And
just to be a prick.
Just to be a dick.
And like smile at her like, that's right, bitch.
Yeah, clean my shit.
Yeah.
And she has to clean it.
And she does. Otherwise, he's fucking causing a scene. Yeah. And you don't want Kevin to cause a scene. You do not want Kevin to cause a scene.
No, fuck Kevin.
That motherfucker's a real piece of work. Big Josh in the house. Big Josh. I was telling everybody about our great fucking interview the other day.
Yeah.
And how captivating it was for me.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah, yeah. I really got some good Ghost of Tsushima time in during that.
Yeah, what is that?
It's probably the best game I've played since God of War, and it's up in the top five of greatest games I've played of all time.
Bullshit.
No, not bullshit. Ask Jess. She hates it. I've been playing it hours on end nonstop. You're in like feudal Japan, and you're a samurai, the only samurai left, and the Mongols are taking over. And
it's Tom Cruise? He's the last samurai.
Except it's not a white guy from California. And, you know, you got to go around doing badass samurai shit. And it's open world. And
nice.
It's made by the people who made the game Infamous. You ever play Infamous?
I think I have, yeah, in the past.
We have superpowers.
Mm. But it's good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's probably going to be the last great game of PlayStation 4. Because 5 is on the horizon. Any day now.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, the release date is any day now. I mean,
what are they going to come? What game is going to come with it, you think?
Come with it?
Yeah.
What is this, 1989, and we're getting a Super Nintendo, Richie? Games don't come with the system anymore.
They don't?
Not at launch, no. They'll do pack-ins eventually for, like, holidays and shit like that, but at launch, no.
No?
No pack-in.
I thought like
not even a demo disc. I remember you at least used to get a demo disc.
Yeah, I would have figured like fucking Gyromite or Duck Hunt would have came with it, you know?
I wish Gyromite and Duck Hunt came with it. Give me a fucking Robbie Robot and a fucking and a Gyromite session and I'm fucking in.
You know, a little fucking Duck Hunt, a little Mario Brothers. Not Super Mario Brothers.
Was anyone more shitty than that stupid fucking dog? Didn't you just want to choke that cocksucker?
Yeah, he's a dick.
Just fucking jam a dead duck down his throat and be like, laugh at this, you fucking cunt.
What was the premises behind Gyromite either?
Nothing. Like, walk through the, don't get crushed by the pipes.
Yeah, that was so stupid.
When he got squished, I liked the noise.
Yeah. That was the stupidest game ever, though.
It was unplayable garbage.
Yes. Yeah. The Duck Hunt was playable. It was Duck Hunt and Mario Brothers.
A classic. Yeah. I remember, originally, Mario Brothers wasn't packed in. It was the Duck Hunt Gyromite thing.
Yes.
Mario Brothers you bought separate. And I remember my father had bought the Duck Hunt and Robbie Robot set.
Mm.
That was the set that you would get. It was like the Nintendo Power set or whatever they called it back then.
And it might have had a certain controller with it, I think.
No, it was all the same.
Oh,
it was the two controllers. You got your light zapper. But it was two separate cartridges. It was Duck Hunt and Gyromite separate cartridges.
I remember.
And then you got Robbie the Robot and the stupid discs that came with him that no one knew what the fuck he was supposed to do with this thing anyway. So Mario came separate, and I remember my dad came home with it, and we were like, I didn't even know what it was. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I played it, and I was like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever invented.
Yeah. What was, Excitebike was the shit.
Excitebike, I remember I had that. I had pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Starman was always the go-to guy.
Nah, I like fighting Hayabusa with that back fucking kick.
Yeah.
Kick you in the back of the head.
I like the monster. He would bite you.
Yeah.
The creature.
Yeah, Amazon.
Amazon, yeah. He would fucking bite you.
King Slender was like the Ric Flair of the shit. Yeah. Like the whole... Wait, no.
And there was a Mr. Wonderful guy. He was really tan with blonde hair.
Yeah, I always thought he was like Hogan.
See, I always thought he was more... I always put him as like Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, because he was really, really tan with the short blonde hair. The other guy was like a Flair Hogan kind of thing.
Who, King Slender?
Yeah. The baby face of the thing.
Yes. Now, Kung Fu was just mentioned. Kung Fu was good. I remember getting up to like the fifth level on Kung Fu and just not being able to beat it.
I beat it. You never beat Kung Fu?
Nah, I got to like the last guy. I just
greatest soundtrack ever. Just over and every board.
And you had those little fucking, those little midgets like running after you.
Oh, those little fuckers were the worst. Those and the bee things.
Yeah.
The bee things, you got to jump kick them though.
Yeah, and the dragon with the vase.
The dragons are a motherfucker. And the boss when he gets you, and you'd be like, you fucking cunt. Him or the dog, who's worse?
That guy's the worst.
That guy's worse than the dog?
Yeah, he's a dick.
But the dog laughing.
Yeah, I don't
care. He's laughing right at you, Richie, you.
Yeah. I would get more pissed at like fucking Soda Popinski, you know, and he would fucking...
Didn't he do a titty bounce?
Who, Soda Popinski?
Yeah, didn't he do a titty bounce?
No, that was... That was the American guy. That was Macho Man.
He did the titty bounce.
He did the titty bounce.
All right.
Soda Popinski used to do the fucking sip of the beer.
Yeah, I didn't like to know Soda Pop.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying, Rich.
Well, it's supposed to be alcohol in it.
No, it's not. His name's Soda Pop.
Soda Popinski, I know. But it's supposed to be alcohol.
It's not, Rich.
Yes, it is.
It's a wholesome kids game. And the man's drinking a soda pop.
And what is Tapper? Tapper's supposed to be
if anyone
soda?
Fucking... It, root beer Tapper. That's the name of the game.
I know, but it's supposed to be beer.
No, it's root beer, Rich.
Whatever. What am I going to do with this fucking douche? King Hippo. Super Macho Man. You know. There you go.
My favorite guy was fucking Don Fernando.
Don Flamingo? Don Fernando. With the rose in his mouth. Hey!
Yeah, and he'd do the uppercuts.
Left to right uppercut until he was fucking knocked down. What was the best game on there? I say it was probably Super Tecmo Bowl. Was probably the best game
not
on
even
there.
Close.
Yeah, because you were able to substitute the players, change the fucking...
First of all, the best sports game on there is ice hockey. That's first of all.
Better than Tecmo Bowl?
Yeah.
You out of your fucking mind?
Ice hockey was the shit.
No, Tecmo Bowl had official players' names.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Ice hockey was better. Blades of Steel was better.
No, you could pick
Double Dribble was better.
You could pick Barry Sanders.
Bases Loaded was better.
No, it's not.
You're out of your mind. Stop, it's not. I just named like six games, sports games that are better. Right? I just said Double Dribble. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Fucking get posterized on Double Dribble. Come at me.
See, the sports games that were good back then were on Genesis. Like, the NHL on Genesis was dope. Not on Nintendo, though. Nintendo had shitty games.
Super Nintendo and Genesis is what we would be talking about in comparison, not Nintendo and Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about regular Nintendo. Tecmo Bowl was the hottest game.
Yes, of course it is. But then we're talking about Super Nintendo if we're talking Genesis. That's the equivalent. That's like being like... Yeah, the 360 or the PS4. What do you got? Yeah, well, obviously the PS4 is much better.
Yeah, well. All right.
You're out of your mind. You're fucking comparing apples and oranges, Rich.
I'm just saying, listen. I'm not saying anything. I'm done.
All right? Because Madden ran fucking great on Super Nintendo.
If anybody wants to challenge me in a game of Tecmo Bowl.
NBA Jam.
Standard Tecmo Bowl, let me know. I will fuck any of you people up.
I haven't.
NHL 94, word the fuck up.
Yeah, on Genesis nasty. Was the shit. Give me Yzerman and Fedorov and Paul Coffey all day long and you're fucking done.
I was nasty.
Detroit Red Wings?
Detroit or give me Pittsburgh?
Chicago, Jeremy Ronick?
Yeah, if you take
Lemieux and fucking Yager.
I'll take Pittsburgh. I'll run you right the fuck over.
No way, bro. I've beaten Pittsburgh.
Where you have a Genesis?
I don't. We need it. When that game was out, my boy was a Pittsburgh fan and I would play Detroit all the time.
How about this? Next time, or whenever we can, if we can get Genesis on the OBS, me and you will play a game of NHL just for the fans.
All right.
Live.
All right. Dude, well, you're acting like Yager and Lemieux are fucking that much superior than Fedorov and Yzerman.
No, but it's just the same.
It's the same thing, so yeah. Then it's in the player.
Yes,
yeah.
It's in the player.
I'm not a fucking slouch,
and
dude.
Bork, I'll run you right the fuck
and
over.
And 94
right
was the first time with one-timers. I'm going to fucking be one-time in your ass all day long. Yzerman to Fedorov. Yzerman to Fedorov. It's over.
I'm just going to go across the screen. Score.
Yeah, and I'm going to fucking come across the screen and fucking pummel you.
Score. And then you go on the side of the fucking thing, and you just dip it.
Yeah, look.
And you dip
look
it.
How Richie has to win.
And
he
you
cheats.
Dip it.
He does the little cheats.
And you dip it. And you dip it.
You see him? This is how he has to win, though.
Because you know what I'm talking about. You're going to do the same shit.
Of course
shit.
I do. No, I won't, because I'm not a cheesy shit, and I would play the game and have fun with it.
Yeah, right.
I'll try to be a little bitch.
We will see. We will see.
Oh, those little bitch moves. He's the kid that, like, knew the codes. Before, you know, like anybody else, and you go to his house and you put it in secretly.
You put it in secretly.
He put it in secretly. He'd be like, no, I'm just really this good.
I'm nasty.
I'm just this good.
He's just that nasty.
Gretzky and Robitaille. In 94, you're crazy. Gretzky was fucking washed up by 94.
Yeah, but he was still good in the game. But that was it. It was only Gretzky, though. That's the thing. And Robitaille wasn't as good as the other fucking players on there.
What's the Tyson code? 737...
0-7373-5963.
That's it.
Anybody else?
Fucking come at me, bro.
Yeah, come at me.
Fucking
bro.
Come at us with Nintendo shit, all right? Yeah. We fucking know it.
I'll fuck you up.
All right? We fucking know it.
Those bitch was like my brother.
Exactly. See, Doug? Doug's a your little brother.
Doug, you
and
listen.
He knows. No, hold up, Doug. You're the younger brother, correct?
Of course.
And I is. Guarantee he says yes.
And you're because, the one you're because, the Doug, you're the one that gets beat all the time by older brothers like me.
No, because pussy older brothers always had to do little bitch moves.
And you guys cry. And I run around the house screaming champion, and you guys fucking cry. That's how it is.
You're such a bitch.
That's how it goes. I run around scream champion, you cry, and tell mom. That's it. That's the end of the story.
Never beat me in nothing. Never
I
beat
have.
Me in nothing.
When your brother beat you, it was me beating you.
No.
So, no. Deal with it. I beat you a fucking 100 times.
And my brother wouldn't beat me, because in the long run, I ended up whooping his ass and everything.
Then he wasn't a real big brother to you.
No, I was just that much better.
Because I would have fucked you up.
I was just that much better. Richie was like the older brother that would hold you down and do that spit thing. Slurp, didn't you?
I was so
didn't
tough,
you?
Too.
You did it, didn't you?
I was
you?
So bigger. I was so much bigger than everybody, you know?
Tell us. You did that to up. Your brother, didn't you?
I put worms in their mouth, snails, sugar, soy sauce.
Really?
I was fucked up, bro. I didn't care.
I wonder why your brother hates you.
Of course. Of course he hates me. I would hate me, too. Everybody hates me.
Oh, God, I would hate you so much. I would hate you so much.
Oh, man.
Ellen's going down in flames.
What's going on with that?
Produces a sexually harassing people, hostile work environment. She's a real cunt from what everybody's saying, but then Kevin Hart came out and said, nah, she's nice, but I mean...
Because she stuck up for him during that time.
Yeah.
Now he's doing the same in return. Yeah, there's a lot of shit coming out about everybody. Nobody's fucking safe anymore.
No.
If Ellen's getting it, that's
fucking... The weird thing is like, what is people's fascination watching people's downfall?
Everybody loves it.
Like, everybody's like, good. I'm like, why good? Like, what did Ellen ever do to
why
you?
Why does she have to...
Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe if the people at her job are, like, good, like, yeah, all right. But everybody else, like, why good? What if that was you? She built this empire, and now it's fucking being torn down.
Yeah. People are fucked up.
And, like, people are happy about it.
Yeah.
All right. I guess if that's what gets you off.
People are fucked up.
It's just weird.
They won't work for anything like that, but they're happy to see somebody else lose it. Like,
yeah.
You're a fucking dick.
Yeah. Like, thank God she's fucking losing everything that she's worked so hard for.
Yeah, you didn't want to put the work in, but she's a fucking asshole because she put the work in and, you know.
And all she did was make people smile with her TV show.
Yeah, you people suck. All you guys that even watch this show, you guys fucking suck.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are the worst. I don't even know why the fuck... I don't even know.
Yeah, if you watch this, you're terrible.
Yeah,
you get nothing from this.
No.
There is nothing you're going to get from this.
Fuck you. That's what you get from this. Yep. A big fuck you.
Yeah. That's it. Richie is right. If the social justice warriors cancel Ellen, yeah, they'll cancel everybody. It's fucking going to be communist fucking Russia soon.
Yeah, because you would figure like somebody like Ellen would be protected, you know, lesbian, you know what I'm saying? Woman, lesbian. She's got all the strikes for her to be safe.
Yeah. And she's still ain't safe.
And she's not safe.
No,
like, what
nobody's
the fuck?
Safe. Nobody's safe,
Rich. Nobody's safe. You know, you got this fucking log of Epstein coming out. You got the fucking, Gosselin bitch getting fucking questioned. Now she's putting all the shit on him, which he probably told her to do, right?
I would think so. Why not?
If Epstein was dying, right? If I'm Epstein, I'd be like, listen, Gosselin, I'm going to get marked out soon because I'm fucking, obviously know that fucking Clinton's been on my island. I've been feeding him fucking underage girls for the past however long.
Yeah.
When I fucking go, just blame it all on me. You don't know shit and keep it moving.
You see that picture online, that blurry picture that looks like Bill Clinton and some fucking blonde chick rubbing his back?
No, but it probably is him. I mean, why would you doubt it?
I don't know.
You know, the guy fucked everything. You think he's going to go home and fuck that thing?
I mean, he looks like he's got AIDS now. Like, he looks terrible.
But who the fuck's going to want to fuck Hillary? You know, she's a fucking cunt.
She's awful. That's why they only have one kid. He probably fucked her one time just to give her a kid.
Like, it would be different if she was, like, maybe sexy.
They had something worked out, because how does a wife not leave that guy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's something worked out there.
Yeah, there has to be.
She's probably a lesbian. Or she's asexual and just doesn't even, like, want sex at all. She has no sexual attraction to anything, because she's a robot.
She's a lizard.
Yeah. She's fucking weird.
Yeah.
She is weird.
Yeah. And he's probably just some sexual fucking deviant. Yeah. You know that. Just filthy. He just wants chicks to put their finger in his butthole and
smear it on his mouth.
Yeah, give him the French tickler. Wait, why smear it on his mouth?
So stick a gross shit he would be into. What do you mean? Are we not playing that game?
Yeah, I guess so. You know? All right, so she would like when he stick the finger up his butthole and smear it on his mouth.
And he wouldn't
mouth.
Wipe his ass really good, you know, so there'd be some leftover shitties in there.
All right, now smear it on my mouth.
I want you to take your finger. I want you to take your finger.
Take your finger and smear it on my mouth.
Put it in my ass and smear it on my mouth.
Make sure you get dookie on the lips.
I want extra dookie. The last girl couldn't get the dookie bar right.
Get the dookie on my lips.
She got it all on my teeth last time. I want it off my mouth.
Oh, shit. You're the worst. You're the worst, bro.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my stomach hurts now. I'm done.
That's it. All right, that's it, guys. RussosBrand.com, go subscribe. OPRadio.com, go subscribe. StatementGames.com, go check them out. Stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage is up next. And, you know, go smear some dookie on your lip.